Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, April 11th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
The compact classic that saved BMW, 1962 BMW 700 Sport, is being displayed at the DFW Car and Toy Museum. The 1962 BMW 700 Sport, part of the Ron Sturgeon collection at the DFW Car and Toy Museum, showcases a pivotal moment in BMW's history with its sleek design and innovative engineering. Designed by Giovanni Michelotti, this compact coupe features a steel monocoque chassis for agile handling and a unique body design. The Sport variant includes a rear anti-roll bar for improved stability and drum brakes for confident stopping power. Inside, the cabin offers essential features like seat belts, hand crank windows, and a heater for comfort and safety. Powered by an air-cooled 697cc flat twin engine, this classic coupe underwent a complete rebuild, enhancing its performance. Now on display at the DFW Car and Toy Museum, visitors can admire this beautifully preserved example that played a crucial role in shaping BMW's future.
Coastal Windows and Exteriors wins James Hardy Service Excellence Award for second consecutive year. Coastal Windows and Exteriors has been awarded the James Hardy Service Excellence Award for the second year in a row, showcasing their dedication to customer satisfaction and expert siding installation. With a remarkable 91% recommendation rate based on homeowner surveys, Coastal Windows and Exteriors continues to excel in the exterior remodeling industry. This local, woman-owned company has received multiple accolades, including the SBA Massachusetts Business Person of the Year and the GIAF President's Club Award, solidifying their reputation as a top choice for homeowners in New England seeking superior craftsmanship and exceptional service.
Foreign Affairs Automotive Services celebrates 43 years of expert European auto repair and exceptional quality service. Foreign Affairs Automotive Services is celebrating 43 years of expert European auto repair and exceptional quality service. Since 1982, they have been the go-to BMW service center and Land Rover auto shop in South Florida, known for their performance and reliability. With ASE-certified mechanics trained by manufacturers, they offer specialized services for luxury cars like BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and more. Their boutique-style facility provides a modern lounge, shuttle services, and loaner vehicles for a unique customer experience. Foreign Affairs Auto's dedication to excellence and personalized service sets the standard for the future of European auto care. Join the celebration and book your service today by calling 561-220-6299 or visiting their website at foreignaffairsauto.com. Waukesha Mold Remediation and Prevention Antimicrobial Coating Service Update. Waukesha-based Silver Lining Property Restoration now offers an advanced mold-proof coating as part of its mold remediation service. The coating helps prevent recurrent infestations and is part of a multi-stage process that includes inspections, testing, cleanup, and ongoing preventive measures. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services warns that exposure to mold spores can cause allergic reactions, especially for those with respiratory issues. Silver Lining Property Restoration focuses on reducing and controlling mold levels, not claiming total mold removal. The firm provides guidance on managing indoor conditions to prevent mold growth. In addition, they are creating guides on mold growth in the Waukesha area. Certified by various organizations, Silver Lining also offers water damage, fire damage, and storm damage restoration services.
The Patent Baron hosts Red Tie and Tea events to benefit the Salvation Army. The Patent Baron, led by registered patent attorney J. Baron L'Esperance, is hosting Red Tie Gala and Red Tea Golf Outing events to support the Salvation Army in Livingston County. The team, known for protecting clients' intellectual property rights, is giving back to the community by raising funds for the Salvation Army's various programs. The organization has a long history of assisting those in need, offering services such as drug addiction support, domestic violence assistance, and poverty relief. The events, scheduled for May 2nd and May 5th, will feature a formal gala and a fun golf outing, with all proceeds going to the Salvation Army. Join the Patent Baron in supporting a good cause and making a difference in the local community.
$6.8 million grant to expand stroke care in Hawaii. The American Stroke Association, supported by a $6.8 million grant from the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust and the American Heart Association, is leading an initiative to enhance stroke care in Hawaii. Stroke is the number three cause of death in Hawaii and the leading cause of disability across the islands. The mission. Lifeline Stroke Program aims to connect all components of acute stroke care, from hospitals to emergency services, to provide timely and effective treatment. Governor Josh Green emphasized the importance of improving healthcare access for all residents. The program will increase coordination among 24 hospitals in Hawaii to improve recovery outcomes and raise awareness of stroke risk factors and symptoms, especially among Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander communities.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.